Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show on this Wednesday morning. It's Wednesday, right?
It is hump day.
5:46 in the morning. Well, this is different.
This feels really weird, actually.
So this morning, I got a text. It looks like she sent it.
At 8:30?
Something at 8:30, I was already asleep, and then another thing at 2-something. But so Sarah's already out sick, and now Yuzette has called in sick. So we're here, and we're live, and we're going to do a show for you. But it looks like it's a very different-sounding show today than we're all used to.
Definitely fine. Shouldn't bail. It's going to be interesting.
It's all good.
Sword fight, baby.
It's all good. We're gonna have tickets for our big Alice in Winterland show, which is still happening.
Oh yeah.
Sick or no, everyone's coming to that thing. We are partying. It's the party we wait all year for.
Hmm.
So join us at Winterland if you can. That's at the Masonic in San Francisco on Thursday night. Kesha, Avril Lavigne, and Flora Cash are the stars. We'll have tickets just after 9 o'clock and then throughout the day. Noon, 3 and 5. I guess these are going to be the last opportunities to win tickets.
Yeah,
there's still tickets available. Go to RadioAlice.com if you want to get in on Winterland. Should be fun. So anyway, this I wanted to ask. I know you've said many times you grew up sort of around the Tenderloin, Bryn.
Oh yeah,
Okay,
I did.
I'm reading this book. It's called Watchers. It's a Kuntz book. It's fiction. You're like a
horror?
Big... not horror, no. But you're big in... haven't you said before you're big into nonfiction books? Or
yeah,
like,
absolutely.
That's your thing.
Yeah, I prefer nonfiction over fiction.
I prefer nonsense. So in this book, I read for pleasure. And I mean, I do try to gain info here and there, but mostly I'm just reading nonsense. So this book, these guys end up in the Tenderloin. And he's describing it, and I'm like, I've been to the Tenderloin many times. We've done bits in the Tenderloin. I've been through there. There's a club sort of on the outskirts. What is that, Blue Moon? Or what is that club called? Anyway, there's a club right on the outskirts of Blue Nile? Nah, that's not it.
Blue Lagoon.
I can't think of it, but it doesn't matter. The point is I've done gigs there. But I've never gone there for pleasure, so I don't know much of... Yeah. I don't know...
Most do not.
Right.
Or at least not the types of pleasures.
So first thing is they're talking about strip clubs being there, and I thought, is North Beach strip club area considered the TL?
No.
It can't be.
No. Not
are there strip those. Clubs in the Tenderloin?
There are not strip clubs.
There aren't,
but
right?
But there's a lot of illegal gambling and stuff like that, so I could see how there's... They call them PRs, public relations... where they have girls come out and they'll hang out with you. So there is. I've been to a few of those joints.
You Wait, have
in the Tenderloin?
Yeah, it's like bars, but I mean that was way back in the day, and it's illegal.
You're not that old. How would you mean way back in the
dude,
day?
Dude, I am that
You're
old.
You're 30.
I've been here for 10 years. It just kills me. Like, whoa, dude, 10 years flashed by.
No.
But I mean, I was there when I was 8, all the way up until I was like 15, and I had a kid, so I had to bail. But even
you were at the clubs with these...
Oh, no, I wasn't at the clubs.
I was going to say, you're at the clubs at when you were 8?
No, I was in the Tenderloin since 8, and then...
That's where you lived.
And then, yeah, so after maybe 20s, I probably went to those clubs with my boys, you know, drinks, girls, they'll hang out with you and...
Naked?
No, well...
You have to pay them?
They're not naked, actually. It's a trip. It seems like there's... You can persuade them to
do to stuff
hang
for
out
you,
and only if they like you too. Yeah, but they're in lingerie, pretty much.
in the Tenderloin.
There was. I don't know about right now. I haven't been.
The Tenderloin's changed because now I bet even some of the people who live there are like, boy, this place has gone downhill.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, it changed a lot even when they put that police station there. I was there before the police station was there.
You mean it got better?
It got, well, a little bit less crazy. It's still crazy. It's always been crazy. But
boy, the Tenderloin's changed, man. I remember when it was just drug addicts and hookers.
Well, in the book I'm reading, they go there to buy these fake IDs and they end up in some club and down in the underground. I'm like, there's a lot going on that none of us are aware, happily none of us are aware of. We don't want any part of that. I don't want no trouble is my motto in life.
Yeah.
Like, I think the first half of my life was looking for trouble. Mm-hmm. Second half has been, I don't want no trouble. None.
No drama.
I don't want it.
No negative energy.
You keep it.
Yeah.
You want to go out? There's still a lot of after hours places, though, all over the place.
If you walked back to some place like that, would they be like, Brand!
Oh, I think all my boys are gone.
High five!
You know, a lot of them are dead or in jail.
Are you serious?
I'm serious, yeah. A lot of my friends from the Tenderloin, I mean, I still see some of them that have families, but a lot of them did die from shootings,
drugs,
stabs.
Was Dong, your older brother Dong part
of
this?
Oh, my God. He was huge, and there was a lot of fights going on.
He was a gangster?
You don't want to say that. That's not even what I'm asking.
We were all just boys hanging out, and that was before cell phone days. So
you had a beeper?
No, not even that. It was like, it was funny because, you know, the radius of the Tenderloin is like a 2-3 block radius. And
it's a tiny little space.
It's a tiny area.
That's why I was
but
tripping
the
on the new
joints.
But
the word of mouth gets around quick. And as soon as you hear so-and-so is getting some beef down there, you know, on Leavenworth and Eddie, the whole...
Everybody runs.
Scene from 5 people, it's like 30 people mopping up somebody. And it's just like, ma'am. It was crazy.
Ah, the good old days.
Good
old days of a beatdown.
Yeah, a real beatdown.
So you grew up in that.
I did grow up in that.
And now, let me ask you this. Here's my next question. You decorate your house for Christmas yet?
Oh, my God. So my girl just laid out these...
Tenderloin.
I have a tree, but I'm trying to...
W. Griswold.
I have these lines that I have to put out in front, and, you know, the ones that hang like, you know...
Icicles?
Kind of like icicles, just more like lines. It goes across, and then it has, like, stripes of just lights.
Oh, okay.
Just lights.
All right.
And so she wants me to do that, and I just been pushing.
Those are cool. I know what you're
saying.
Yeah,
I've just been pushing it. I'm like, you know, it's just a long string with hanging lights all...
Yeah, you've seen
all
those.
Along. You've probably seen them, I'm sure. But she got them from Amazon and was like, hey, put those up. I'm like, yeah, you got it.
That's your job.
Well, in my neighborhood, they go all out, so they've already done this. Directly across the street, this guy goes off, and the place is... It has a flashing light onto the driveway of, what do they call that? The red, is it holly? With the red little nubs and then the green leaf?
I think that's what it is, actually.
Anyway, it's just spread all over the guy has a killer spread. It looks beautiful. Our house is not decorated at all.
Do you feel competitive at all?
I don't feel competitive, but I do think my missus is super into that. What is that?
It's a holly branch.
Holly. It's putting like a whole holly farm the garage door.
Mm-hmm.
It looks great.
Yeah, it's great. But I have a neighbor like that too that's like down the block. He's the only guy. His place is lit up though. It like lights up the sky. He has everything. The reindeers. And it's beautiful. So I'll walk over there with my baby like, hey, honey, look at that. All right, let's go back to our crappy house.
Well, I don't think it's that. I just haven't had time to deal. Do you decorate?
Yeah, we actually have a tree up now. This is the latest we've put the tree up, actually.
So you got a tree and you decorated the outside, too?
Outside's not done.
Oh, see, our tree is up and our tree's decorated, but the outside, I don't even have the stuff.
I gotta admit, though, man, I love seeing houses all decorated and lit up and stuff, but I don't want to live near it.
You don't
oh, really?
Nah, I'm good.
I like it.
I'm cool.
I like looking at it.
No, because then you got people driving by and you can't sleep because it's so damn bright at night. I'm cool.
You're not looking outside at night. What are you doing?
Yeah, that's the problem. It's so bright, you can't get to sleep. It still feels like it's daytime.
I'm just glad I'm not doing the work. You know?
I got. Here's a pro tip for you.
Yeah.
You got eyelids. Close your eyes.
That's how bright it is. You can see right through it.
You can see through your eyelids.
Another like pro X-rays. Tip. I put my Christmas tree lights on a timer. You know,
in house.
That's a good idea.
In house, yeah.
See, so. We have them on. We have the LED now, so they don't get hot. So you don't have to. Even
oh, yeah.
Deal. You can let them run.
Yeah. Did you see leave yours on all night?
Uh huh. No. But now, because we've switched over to those ones that don't get hot. But if you the old ones, we you know.
Yeah.
That could start a fire.
We only turn them off just. Turn them off just because of the electricity, the electrical bill. Oh.
Yeah.
This time of year, that electricity is expensive.
Yeah. Well.
Yeah. Well. Then they shut it off.
Right. Anyway, I was just curious if you did the decorations. I haven't done it outside yet, and I'm probably not going to this year, but I do feel like it's pretty awesome.
I like
it's
it.
A drag to have to store stuff, and but when you see the neighbor across the street and this house is killer.
What are you doing for your house? Are you going to put lights up, or are you going to have the reindeers? And
I don't know. I mean, I have it's high, so you can't. Like, I walked by when my neighbor was putting his stuff up, and I'm like, oh, my God. Where he was hanging
about,
off
like,
the side
the
of the house.
The,
like
yeah.
the, mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, my God, look how brave he is to my kid. And he goes, or something else. Because it was hairball. He was risking life and limb.
He's just not that serious. It's just not that serious. Throw up a Christmas tree, call it a week.
I guess. I don't know, but.
That's a lot of work.
I'm in the spirit. I guess that's the point. Is I dig Christmas. I'm super stoked for Winterland and like our trees up, and I'm loving it. My kid is doing all the making lists.
Mm-hmm.
Here's all the things I want to get
from like, Santa.
You already got all that crap, but whatever. So I'm into it, but I haven't done it yet. If you drove by my house, you'd go, boy, Scrooge. Oof.
Well. I mean, that's the normal thing, I think.
I got to work on it. Anyway, we do have the Christmas spirit here at Alice. We have our big Christmas party coming up tomorrow night. In the meantime, we are here. Sarah's, we're down two.
Down two.
So we...
I mean, we don't even consider the third, which is...
He's I don't even... According to Sarah, that's not something to even consider. So... Anyway, we are going to play some music and we'll do some news and celebrity trash with Marcus next on Alice.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.